And incoming US President Donald Trump has warned he'll impose widespread tariffs on goods and products being imported into the US. Now, the US is the largest importer of goods in the world, and it's also one of Ireland's largest export markets for medical and pharmaceutical products alongside food and drink. So in a hint of what the next Trump presidency could mean for Ireland, well, listen to this. His nominee for Commerce Secretary, Howard Lutnick, has said America can only become great again if Ireland stops running a trade surplus at US expense. So just how worried are Irish exporters about the prospect of Trump tariffs? Sheila Nocton reports.
There's a huge pile of spent grains out there. That's where that is going to. So that's all getting blown out by the compressed air. It's quite hot. It's about 72 degrees Celsius.
There's no real waste. It's more
no.
gets fired.
Yeah, there's byproducts in that, right?
Stephen Teeling of Teeling's Whiskey and their master distiller Alex Shasko there showing me around their thriving distillery in Dublin. This is just one of the Irish businesses that would see the effects of potential import tariffs being proposed by President-elect Donald Trump. The American market accounts for over 30% of sales for Teeling's whiskey, while on a wider scale, Ireland's overall exported goods to the US amounted to more than €54 billion last year. With our significant dependency on the American export market, what's actually on the table? Cara Lynch, partner of Customs and International Trade Services with BDO, explains.
So what Trump has said is that he wants a universal tariff of 10 to 20% across everything, a blanket tariff, which would mean that you wouldn't get into the US without paying an additional minimum 10% duty. What he's trying to do is increase your US manufacturing, bring US jobs back home, so to speak, and encourage the consumer to buy American. If you put a blanket tariff on everything, that's kind of a sledgehammer approach. And typically, if you want to protect your industry, you would really target a specific product area and say, that's the one I'm going to actually put significant tariffs on and restrict that access to the US market. I think there's a high probability that those tariffs will come in.
It's possible this risk has now heightened following Trump's choice of Howard Lutnick as his nominee for Commerce Secretary, giving him a key role in raising tariffs. Lutnick previously said America can only become a great country again if Ireland stops running a trade surplus at their expense. According to Dan O'Brien, chief economist at the Institute of International and European Affairs, there are certain industries here more vulnerable to change.
Last year, three quarters of the exports of goods to the United States by value was in the broader pharmaceutical and chemical sector. A lot of that are made by American companies and sold back to the American market. I wouldn't say they would leave Ireland, and particularly because the pharmaceutical sector needs to invest a lot of money to make the plant and machinery to produce this stuff. So this is billions in sunk costs. But in cases where the economic case is that instead of making the drugs at one of their production facilities in Ireland, they shift production to the United States to do what's called tariff jumping. It's uncertain the degree to which the overall pharma sector in Ireland can shift production, but it is a substantial risk that we lose at least a good chunk of our exports to the United States because those companies find it easier to jump tariffs.
For businesses like Teeling's, who've worked for years to build their customer base in the US, these tariffs could be a major blow. Stephen Teeling again.
My father set up the first new distillery in Ireland in nearly 100 years in the 80s. And we were, I suppose, lucky enough to be sent around the world selling Irish whiskey and saw an opportunity to revive not only our family brand, but bring distilling back to the city of Dublin. So in 2012, set up the Teeling Whiskey Company. And in 2015, opened the doors to the first new distillery in Dublin in nearly 125 years. The US be our biggest single export market by, you know, maybe double what we're selling anywhere else. The US, even from an inbound tourism perspective, 40-50% of a lot of the people who come to see us here in the distillery and the Liberties would be from the US. You don't want barriers to export. We're an export-led country, but also an export-led distillery. So for us, the big part about it is looking at the long term and trying to double down on, I suppose, what we do best. Where possible, look at other emerging markets. And they're all going to be short-term challenges. The long-term trend for Irish whiskey is still really strong. I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't think anyone does yet. You have to be on the front foot. You don't want barriers to exports, but in reality, you can't control that.
Other companies are taking a similar approach to Teeling's, ensuring they don't depend solely on America. Marcus Suttle, commercial manager with Intrepid Spirits, an Irish company that imports and exports alcohol products, says diversification is key.
We see opportunity outside of USA. We're having great success in Japan, we're in Korea, we're in China, Australia, the UK, places like India, Nigeria. There's lots of big markets out there with great growth. If the tariffs come in the US, it will definitely make things a little bit trickier. So try and diversify, pick another couple of markets and focus on those markets and focus on developing your brands in a broader reach across the globe.
So while there's still a lot of uncertainty, one thing that is certain: decisions made in America over the next 5 years will impact our economy. Simon McKeever, CEO of the Irish Exporters Association, says there are measures the government can take to alleviate any negative impacts.
We need to continue to make this an attractive place to invest in and also to set up and do business in. Things like infrastructure, the cost of energy, the availability of energy, housing, the cost of just doing business in general. Irish people are very well aware of the massive amount of US foreign direct investment in Ireland. But Irish companies employ over 100,000 people in the United States. We're not a minnow when it comes to that. And I think we need to, at a diplomatic level, make sure that we're reinforcing that this is very much a two-way relationship.
Indeed, and that was reporting from Sheila Nocton.